Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hey there, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where we come together every week to discuss all kinds of healing, and that's something the world needs a lot of these days. If you're new to my show, then I just wanted to give you a really warm welcome. And if you've been coming along for the ride for a while now, then welcome back. So pleased to bring you a very special guest and someone who's really important to me in my life, Bob Lancer. Bob is my spiritual teacher, and we're going to talk today about the resurrection process. And sort of like this is like a little bit of a different way to look at Easter and what the resurrection really means. And according to the ageless wisdom tradition, the purpose of the universe is to support you in your own personal resurrection process. And there's really nobody better to talk about this than Bob. So Bob's been a full-time spiritual teacher and a healer for 30 plus years. And his current focus is to help guide individuals through their process, their resurrection process, through the method, which is this very unique and incredibly powerful means for transforming emotional stuff into inner peace, higher consciousness, and a life full of abundance, joy, and grace, which I can tell you from my own personal experience really, really works. So welcome. Bob has changed my life probably more than any other person I've ever worked with. So I'm always super grateful and happy to have Bob on the show.
You've changed my life too.
Oh, thanks, Bob. So welcome back. And let's talk about this resurrection process.
Yeah, you know, have you ever noticed, when you get too caught up in trying to control things, you start to get depressed?
Mm-hmm.
You notice that pattern?
I was just working through that this morning, actually. And I was thinking a lot about you because I was in a situation that was kind of causing me some consternation. I was like, what would Bob say? What would Bob do right now?
Letting go, and
letting it be.
That's the whole thing. Once we start getting too caught up in trying to control our circumstances, it starts to become depressing.
Yeah.
Even when what you seem to be dealing with is success, and you can look at your situation and say, "Gee, I'm a lot more successful than I was a year ago," but why am I so unhappy? Mm-hmm. And we become unhappy when we start trying to control things, and when we get too caught up in control. A little bit of control is necessary. You know, you're driving your car, you got to control it a little bit. But once you start feeling badly, once you start feeling depressed or unhappy, or you feel like, you know, there's just too much for you to do, that's the time when the universe is telling you to let go. Just let it go. And that's where the resurrection process really kicks in. Because what does it mean to resurrect? You know, to resurrect means to raise from the dead. To come back from the dead, right? And many people, from a spiritual standpoint, are like the living dead in that they don't have an awakened sense of their soul's purpose and how to live with that purpose. So there's an interesting connection between Easter, Passover, and the resurrection process. So just to really simplify, because Easter and Passover happen around the same time. And so to simplify the Passover is it's all about the Hebrews going to the Pharaoh and saying, "Let my people go." But what he's really saying is, "Let my people follow God and not Pharaoh." Right? Let my people follow God and not obey the ruler of the land. Let my people go. And so the whole purpose of our lives is the Pharaoh is like your personality, right? And what you want to do is you want to follow divine will throughout your life. And that's what brings you life and health and wealth and happiness, right? But we all have within us this kind of Pharaoh that says, "No, I want to make $1 million, or I want to date this person, or I want to live in this area, or I want to have this and I want to do that." And it's fine to have all these desires and all these wants, but they may not be aligned with your true soul's purpose. Right? So the resurrection process has to do with what we call the tripartite self. So you basically have three levels of self. You have your physical body, and most people are identified with their body. Mm-hmm. If you're feeling physical pain, you say, well, I'm hurting, or I don't feel good, or I have a stomachache. Most people are identified with their physical body. And that's pretty scary because you know the physical body is going to come to an end. If the physical body, then you have the personality. And the personality, physical body could be in conflict. Like let's say the personality, which gets programmed in early childhood, let's say your personality been programmed, you got to work really, really hard to be a responsible person. And working really, really hard might go counter to the needs of your body. And your body starts to break down because you're not living consistently with what the physical body needs. So you have your physical body, you have the personality or the psychic body, and then you have the spiritual body, the true self, the soul. And that's what we want to follow in our lives. So the resurrection process happens when you've been following your personality patterns. You've been maybe going after making a lot of money, or you've been going after trying to live in this kind of big house or live in the suburbs or whatever it is that you've been programmed to believe is the right path for you, the right and appropriate path for you. And that might have nothing to do with your true soul's purpose or with your physical body's well-being. And that's what leads to early death. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to lead to the death of the body, right? So when I went through my death process, the body didn't die, right? But I died. It felt like I died. It felt like everything that I had been working for, everything that I've been striving for, it all came to nothing. And I completely lost my sense of being alive. I felt like I was basically a dead body walking around. And I used that time to get reconnected, to let go. And I used the method, which we'll talk about, I guess, to let go of all those personality attachments, which freed me to follow the soul. And then what happened was I came back to life. But I came back to life as who I truly am, as opposed to who my parents taught me to believe I am.
It's like the death of the false self or the death of the ego.
The death of the false self, the death of the ego. And it really feels like an absolute death. Because when we come in and we're programmed by our first 6 years of life, we're programmed to have all these kind of values. You know, like if it's sunny on my picnic, that's great. And if it rains on my picnic, that sucks. Right? Mm-hmm. But from the true self standpoint, it doesn't matter whether it's sunny or that it rains. It matters, how am I handling the situation? Right? What is my guidance in this situation? What is my true path through the situation? When you follow your true path through the situation, you find the universe supports you perfectly. That's the secret to abundance. Not just abundance, though. Not just abundance for its own sake, but abundance for living a life of joyful purpose and fulfillment.
And do most people have, this isn't usually something that we choose, right? It just kind of happens to you. Like you have a crisis in your life, right? We don't have like, oh, I think I'm going to die. I'm going to kill my ego today. Like, that's not how it unfolds for most, right?
No, it just unfolds with lots of pain, lots of disappointment, lots of sense of crisis. I think in a sense, I think we do sort of choose that path though. Mm-hmm. I think before we come in, I think we make that choice from the soul standpoint of, okay, in this lifetime, I want to wake up. So let me go through whatever experiences I have to go through to wake up as soon as I possibly can, because I want to serve my purpose here on this earth. Right?
So it's like so many of the spiritual teachers have had, like Christ on the cross, you know, like the crucifixion is kind of that, they give the last gasp, you know, giving up every worldly thing. And then, you know, Christ is risen after that process. And it seems to me like now we don't actually have to die to do that.
It's interesting. If you remember in the gospel, when Christ is on the cross, before he says it's complete, he says, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" Mm-hmm. Which is a mysterious thing. A lot of people, who's God talking to? Why hast thou forsaken me? And we all go through that experience sooner or later. We all go through that experience of feeling completely forsaken, abandoned by God, by the universe. It doesn't seem to be any more meaning. in life, it all seems to be for naught. You strive for things and you achieve it and it just fades out of your hands like nothing. And until you start to realize that what's making me suffer over all this is my attachment to things that aren't reliable, that I can't really count on. What I can count on is my true self. What I can count on is the guidance I receive. You can call it God, you can call it your soul, you can call it your soul's purpose. But staying aligned, connecting with that is what the resurrection process is all about. Because to resurrect is not just to overcome death, which is like to overcome the feeling of life being an absolute defeat, right? It's not just to overcome death. It's also to rise to a higher level. Hmm. Remember when Christ resurrects in the story of in the gospel, he resurrects and goes into a heavenly plane. And so what happens when you follow your soul's purpose and you resurrect, I didn't just come back to life. I came back to life at a more heavenly plane, at a more heavenly dimension.
And more closely aligned to your own soul.
More closely aligned to my own soul, but also literally life takes on a more heavenly nature. So that in my own personal life experiences, all kinds of things just work out beautifully when I just allow them to work out. I don't have to work hard. In fact, working hard only makes me depressed. It doesn't get me any further in life.
So I think a lot of people don't really believe that's possible, you know, that to feel joyful, to be happy. We're so used to be miserable, you know, and I was too, before I started working with you, you know, I don't know, it's almost 3 years, I think, that you and I have been working together. And during, like, I never knew that I was miserable all the time, like kind of did, you know, but it wasn't until I actually started feeling happy more often than not that I was like, wow, I've been miserable my whole life. And, and just sort of thought that was like normal.
So, yeah. So happiness comes from a letting go process. And trusting that everything's going to work out fine. And then we have a process called the method where we recognize, well, where am I attached to the ego? Where if I'm feeling unhappy or insecure or angry, there is some way, some condition that I'm attached to that I think has to happen in order for me to feel good. Using the method releases me from that attachment. Right. And when I get released from that attachment, now I can just live in this sort of surrendered state of bliss and harmony within. And in that state, I can find everything on the earth plane coming together at a higher level. The resurrection process really, now, the reason why many people die prematurely, right, and they don't resurrect is because they're not living in line with their physical body, right? So they're pushing themselves too hard, for example, not eating well, not exercising enough, not getting enough sleep. They're pushing their body too much. And the only reason they would do that is because they're attached to the personality values. I have to work hard. I have to push. I don't get enough help, right? Mm-hmm. So they're attached to that personality or to the personal values. When you release from that, another ray of light, a kind of a divine spiritual healing light starts to come through you. And it not only comes through you, and you experience a kind of a resurrection and a whole new life at a whole new level and a whole new world. All the craziness in the world is still going on around you, but it doesn't seem to come near you. You're still rising to higher and higher levels, and the people connecting with you are rising to higher and higher levels through their connection with you. So the death process is really about letting go of your personal values that are in conflict with your joy. Letting go of the personal values that are conflict with your joy. So if you're in a relationship, you say, I hope that guy calls me and he doesn't call you and you get unhappy about that. That's a personal value. You're basing that on the belief that, well, that's what has to happen for me to be okay. But it doesn't have to happen for you to be okay. In fact, if it doesn't happen, you're better off with how things turn out than if they would turn out the way you wish they'd turn out. And then all of your needs start to get met as you let go of the personality level. Now, why is that called death? Because what happens when a person actually crosses over, there are two levels of death. The first level is the physical body, shuts down, it's over, kaput, done. But the personality is still in place. your personality still wants to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning, go to the office and see what's happening, go get the kids this, do that. The personality is still all involved with the life that's over now. And that personality is now realizing, I can't have all these things I need. And it goes through a kind of an agony, which is what we go through in life. It goes through a kind of an agony. I can't get all these things I want. And then ultimately, it starts to let go and realize, okay, I just have to accept the way the universe is working. I just have to accept, because I'm still alive, but I can't get the things that I think I need. And that personality starts to dissolve. And then there's the merging with the true self. That happens after death, but it can also happen in life. You can go through the death process in life. And why
the method was the thing that did it. I mean, like, because I think, like, we know that we can do this. Like, we saw the movie The Secret, and, you know, we know the rules, most of us, around the laws of attraction. If you can just align yourself to that higher vibe, then things are better. But what do we do with all of our internal pain? That's why we need the method.
That's right. And even when you do manifest the things you want, one of the principles of the universe that is, you know, not really addressed, let's say, by things like The Secret, the use of metaphysical principles to manifest what you desire on the earth plane. The problem with that is everything that you attract, everything that happens has two ends. Every stick has two ends. Mm-hmm. So if I can say, okay, I'm going to manifest this big, beautiful house. I manifest this big, beautiful house, right? And that's one end, because your desire nature is always focused on the one end, the one thing. But the opposite always comes with it. There's a price to be paid. There's going to be the other side of the coin. So you're going to find yourself in this big, beautiful house, but you're going to find the challenges that enter your life when you're in that place sort of balance the whole thing out. And you realize, gee, I'm no happier here than I was before. I'm still dealing with it. In fact, maybe I'm even more insecure because I don't want to lose this now. And I realize that I can't count on this. And so instead of trying to manifest what you want, relax. Be at peace. Enjoy where you are. Let go of the idea. Let go of the story that you don't have what you want. The secret to being wealthy is to let go of the idea that you're not wealthy now, to not hold on to that scarcity mentality, because you manifest consistent with that mentality.
That's one of the things you say a lot that I now say to myself. It's like the trick of it is not thinking about what you want. It's quit thinking about what you don't want. That's really the
quit thinking about what you don't want, and quit thinking you have what you don't want.
Right. Or that you don't have what you should have.
Right. Now, to get to this place, you know, to get to this place of more peace and joy, happiness, understanding, you went through a kind of a death process.
It did. It was years of really heavy lifting.
Really heavy, really, really hard, painful, emotional attachments until that false self, it finally lays down. And if I says, okay, I give up. I'm not going to believe that I need all this stuff anymore. I'm just going to follow the true light of my true self. Or like in the Exodus, I'm going to follow God. I'm not going to follow what other people tell me I'm supposed to do. I'm going to follow what my true inner being guides me to do in all things. Mm-hmm. Whether it comes to money, or it comes to relationships, or any other situation, parenting, whatever situation I'm in, I'm not going to try to live up to the expectations of the world or the expectations that I was programmed to have. I'm going to let all that go. But that stuff doesn't go easily. You have to go through all the pain and unhappiness of realizing you're not getting what you want. And when you go through all that pain and unhappiness using the method, you release yourself from that attachment. And it's a death. You're no longer that person anymore. You're able to follow this true spiritual guide within that leads you into a whole new heavenly life. And you become an agent of heaven in the lives of other people. And you start helping them to experience a new and higher life. But you can't experience a new and higher life until you go through the death of the old self. There's no easy way out of this. And what that means is you're in circumstance. You say, I want the universe to go this way, but the universe is going that way. And you have to let go of your attachment to this way. And as you let go of your attachment, you become a whole new being.
We always get something better too when we do that. Like, I think our ego selves aim sort of low, you know, or we have sort of limitations, like, well, it's got to be this, you know, and I'm not going to be happy if I don't have this. And that the universe doesn't give you that. If you let go of it, you get something better.
You get everything you want.
Better than you could have ever imagined.
You'll get everything you want when you let go of everything you want. Mm. When you'll get everything you want because the universe is designed to support you in the fulfillment of your purpose. The fulfillment of your purpose means that you're living in line with what you're designed to do.
Right.
And you're part of the universe. The universe will support you in that. But the false self, the self you are when you were 8 and 9 and 15 and 20 and 30 and 40 and maybe 50 and maybe even 60, that self that is so attached to control, it has to die. And it dies by going through experiences like, you know, a lot of people will come to work with me. They're dealing with financial issues. So, okay, you're feeling financially stuck. Be at peace. Let go of your concern about money. Let go of the worry about money. It's easily said, but if you have the method, you can do it. Let go of this whole idea that you're in lack. Just experience peace and harmony now. And then what starts to happen is all the support you need to live a life of total liberation and abundance comes to you in a very natural way. That's what it means to resurrect. You come into a new life, a new heavenly life. Before the resurrection comes the crucifixion. So the crucifixion means that you're going through life experiences that are completely the opposite of the way you want them to go. You want this to happen and this happens. You want the marriage to last, the marriage fails. You want your kids to love you, your kids say they hate you. You want to keep your house, you lose your house. Whatever you're going through, it's just a process to liberate you. So this is why even when we look at what's going on in Ukraine in the world right now, or wherever you see all these incredible, horrific deeds going on around the world, and you recognize that everything is in perfect order, everything is going to balance out, everything is ultimately working for the good, no matter what people are going through temporarily, the soul has a billion lifetimes to go through for everything to balance out. All you're ever going through is lessons to show you how to release your attachment from this personality level to align with the divine level within you. That's the whole purpose of your life. And as you orient your life in that way, you find yourself coming into life in a whole nother level. And the person I was is no more. Hmm. And now it's just the soul emanating from my being and then sharing the ability to share that liberation with others is my purpose.
So if people wanted to, we don't have time, sadly, to do the method right now, but if people wanted to find that, you have that on your YouTube channel, right? People can, that's what I do. Like I go to the YouTube channel and I listen to your guidance and there's sort of an introductory to the method and then you're going through the method. Mm-hmm. And that's just available for free for anybody to get.
Yeah.
And that such a useful thing. And I've given it to so many of my clients and students and people I know who are just struggling. It's like really a miracle. The method is like how we come out of feeling, for me, it was like coming out of like a miserable neurotic mess into feeling like, happy and joyful, genuinely happy and joyful. And just my life exploded, my life changed in so many ways and expanded in so many ways when I cleared all that trauma and crap and misery out of my own psyche.
The trauma and the drama.
Yeah.
The trauma and the drama gets cleared away. They can also go to my website, lovethemethod.com to learn more. They can also just contact me through that website to learn more. But the whole process is about finding the path to joy. Now, not everybody's ready for that, though. I know, one of my clients was talking to a friend of hers, and she was talking about my work, and she said, well, maybe you should contact Bob Lancer, but let me ask you a question. Are you ready to let go of your suffering? Are you ready to let go of your anger and your fear and your resentment and your unhappiness and your lack of self-love and your guilt? Are you ready to let all that go? And she said, no. Hmm. Believe it or not, she said, then don't contact Bob, because it's all about how to let go of all that stuff. A lot of people think it's responsible and necessary to live with all this unhappiness and anger and outrage about what's going on and the injustices that are going on in the world. But when you raise your level of consciousness and you start seeing life from a broader level, your whole perception of life changes. You see everything balances out. The universe is governed by balance and order and harmony and beauty and truth and justice. And so everything changes, but you've got to be willing to be free of your emotional suffering. You feel like you're ready to follow a path of joy and love and abundance and service that fulfills your heart's desire. If you're ready to be free, the way will show itself to you.
Right. Thank you, Bob.
Well, it's always
And also for those of you that are listening, you can also find out more about Bob on my website. Come and visit me at lisacampion.com.
Yes.
And you know, we host Bob every Tuesday night in a Kabbalah class. Right now we're studying the Tarot and the Kabbalah, and there's workshops that Bob's doing. Bob's doing a workshop called The Resurrection Process on April 18th this year, that you can find that on my website as well as on his website. And retreats and other things that we host for Bob are also available on my website. So you can visit him at his lovethemethod.com, or you can visit me at lisacampion.com to find out how you can work with Bob. And I totally recommend that you do, because like I said, it's been a life changer for me.
Well, it's been a life changer to work with you. We're a great team, dynamic duo.
Absolutely.
We should start our own mystery school.
Yes, we should. Let's do it. So thank you, Bob, and thank all of you for being with us today, where we are healing the planet one person at a time, right here on Empower Radio.